We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Earlier in the show, it was at about 10 minutes to 3. We're just going through the show and talking about the Eagles and everything, and Ben types up on the screen, Bryce Harper got drilled in the ankle by a fastball. So, Ben, give us the latest. What happened? We didn't see it. What happened, and what's happened since then?
So he took a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to the ankle, and it looked bad, but as anybody who's ever seen these injuries watching sports or has ever been hit by a ball knows, anytime you get hit by a ball that fast directly on, it's going to look bad. It's going to look like a serious injury. You're going to go down. You're going to be in a ton of pain. And then sometimes it ends up being a serious injury, and sometimes it ends up being just like you got nicked. And Harper did need help getting to the dugout. He kind of limped off. He was with the trainer, but he was seen about 5 minutes later walking around the dugout. So it looks, obviously we don't know any MRIs or, you know, whatever, but it looks like he's going to be fine. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to play this week, and it doesn't mean they're not going to be extremely cautious. There could be some sort of contusion, but it doesn't appear that he broke his ankle or did anything really extreme.
So he's okay. It looks like.
Okay, I don't think I would expect him to play this weekend, but he's going to be all right, it looks like.
So, and he didn't get a hit today, is that correct? So we're still on the hit watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold on for a hit anytime soon.
Can we get a hit before the end of spring training, Ben? Hit before spring training ends. He's going to get a damn hit.
I don't know.
Stop it.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I know.
He may be out for the rest of the spring. That ankle swells up. They're not going to rush him back out on that field.
I mean, so what, they break camp next week, right? Yeah. Season starts
2 weeks. Season starts in 2 weeks.
Less than two weeks from yesterday. Less than two weeks from yesterday. Yeah.
The 28th, right?
Yeah. It's two Thursdays right here on 94 WIP. You'll hear the game.
Yeah. We'll be over there.
All right. Let's get back to the phones here.
3:30 game?
No, 2:30.
2:30 game.
Or, no, it's 3:05 because we're on for a half hour.
Got you.
We're on from the stadium for a half hour, and then
I'm going to watch the game.
Yes, and we're going to watch the game. Pre-game and then game. Ike in Burlington.
Ike on Ike.
Yo, happy Friday, God. What's happening, man?
You too.
What's up, brother?
How are you?
Not much, man. Good show.
Thank you.
Ike, I was listening to you earlier, man. My boy owns a couple barbershops out here in the Burlington area, and his cousin is Darwin. And let me tell you, man, Dad, you could just look at him, and not from being ripped up like no bodybuilder. He just looks like he got natural strength.
And he got two backs. He has his back is so wide, it's like two of them.
Well, you know what? I just seen him at a tournament in Marlton at my son's basketball game. Because his son plays out there, and he lost like 45 pounds, man.
He looks good.
Yeah. Darwin's a strong dude, man. Good dude, too.
Yep.
Real good dude.
Yep.
I wanted to get into this running back talk a little bit, and the whole Eagle situation as a whole. When I hear people call up, like you guys talked to someone a couple calls ago, maybe within the last half hour, you said, you know, what if they draft the running back? And he said, as long as it's in the first round. Like, what does that even mean? I don't care if we get them after the draft's over. He's an undrafted free agent. As long as they get, you know what I mean? I want a pretty well-known, you know, who multiple people think is going to be a good running back, too, whether we get him in a draft or free agency or by trade. But it don't have to be in the first round. And,
right.
and another thing is, too, I think we're blowing this thing up a little too much that all of a sudden, because we drafted Danelle Pumphrey 2 years ago, we've just failed at bringing running backs in. In the last 15, 20 years, we've had Deuce Westbrook. From there, you had Shady. From there, you had Ryan Matthews and DeMarco. You drafted Danelle Pumphrey. That was a bad draft pick. But I think the Eagles, over the past decade or so, have actually done a pretty well job of filling that hole. How we will get it done, man. We just got to chill.
We don't know how to chill, right?
But
oh, I know how to chill. I'm on the air, though. I can't.
Yeah. And then on top of it, we're acting like Danelle Pumphrey was drafted to be Ezekiel Elliott. They knew Sproles is getting older. They wanted to replace his role. We are going to have a running back coming.
But Ike, you're on this running back Kool-Aid. I mean, I hear you. But you're telling me Ryan Matthews and DeMarco Murray, and they've done a good job bringing the running backs?
When we brought in DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray was just a horrible fit. He went on two seasons after that. Matter of fact,
it didn't work here.
Exactly, because we had an idiot running. I'm talking about bringing the guy in, though. And before Ryan Matthews got hurt, that dude, he was the 12th overall pick. What I'm saying is, because we drafted Danelle Pumphrey to be having
and role. Smallwood. Yeah.
Pumphrey was, I think, drafted to replace Sproles' role. I don't think they drafted Pumphrey to be the guy. Guy weighs a buck 50. They didn't draft him to be the lead running back. I'm with Ike when he says they drafted him to fill Sproles' role as his third down.
Receiving running back.
But the problem is, he's supposed to be the punt returner, too.
And the punt returner. Yeah.
But the problem is, he hasn't been able to fill that role.
No, he hasn't been able to get on the field. Right, he's not even on the active roster. He's in the practice squad.
It's 2 years in the lab, though, man. He's ready.
You see, here's the problem, right? They have not done a good job of bringing in running backs. Otherwise, they're in this spot right now.
Right.
I think that's clear. But, like, we see teams around the NFL drafting guys in the third, fourth, fifth round. When people say you can find guys in those rounds, you're right. Other teams have been able to. The Eagles haven't. And by the way, I want to put this out right now. Let's vote on this. I don't want to hear Joe Douglas's name mentioned again on the show until he drafts somebody that can play. You know, everybody with the Joe Douglas, well, for all the time Joe Douglas is mentioned, he should have done something. To be mentioned as many times as he is in the same conversation as Howie Roseman? I mean, give me a break. The reason you have a guy like this is so you draft guys in those middle rounds that turn out to be starters. Sorry. Everybody was talking to me, he's going to get a GM job. He's going to get this. I hope he drafts a bunch of Pro Bowlers in this draft, but he's got to do it.
We need him.
Ike, the reason why they're up, quote unquote, up against the cap, and they're needing to fill so many positions in free agency is they haven't drafted well.
Yeah,
you need younger players to slide in their second and third year to become starters when overpriced or guys go to free agency and make more money. Some of the guys you keep, the other guys, younger guys come in. The Eagles haven't been able to do that, man. They just haven't.
Yeah, and that's what the good teams do. They have a nice balance of the young players, rookies or guys that are on rookie deals, and they got a mixture of the vets. You dip into the free agency pool where you need to, but you still have young players who you are developing to fill those starter roles. Because you want to at least get 2 years of a guy on his rookie deal in a starter role.
Yep.
I mean, that's how you manage the salary cap.
Kenny Logan is a perfect example. He's making third-round money as a starter.
Right.
They let him leave, go to Kansas City. He signed a big contract.
But we should have had, like, Bo Allen was supposed to be his replacement.
But then he left.
He let Bo Allen leave.
And your draft picks, you have to get another guy to replace him.
Elijah Qual didn't work, right? Like, so now you're dipping in the free agency pool to get D tackles to play next to Fletcher. You traded for Tim Jernigan. That didn't work.
No.
I didn't like the Tim Jernigan move when they decided to extend him. I thought it was too early. I thought, listen, you're playing next to Fletcher Cox. That's a benefit. I'm going to pay you like you're Fletcher Cox. No, he's Fletcher Cox. No. You're Tim Jernigan. You make plays because of Fletcher Cox.
That's the position.
I don't need to pay you, too.
No, that's the position you don't pay guys.
Right.
And you just move on from. Move on from.
Yes.
I mean, Andy did it with the center position
during
your team.
Yes.
And Bubba Miller left. Hank Fraley came in. They didn't set the world on fire.
And Hank left and Jamal Jackson came in.
Right. Yeah. Bringing a new guy. And Andy was great.
And you pay the tackles.
Right.
Like, you don't pay.
You can't pay everybody.
You can't pay everybody.
No.
You can't pay everybody.
And they're trying not to pay running backs right now, Howie. Anything, by the way. You're not trying to pay running backs anything. 888-729-9494. Mark's Reese, WIP, the Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers, Route 309, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com.
See, I still believe they're saving money because they're getting ready to get Carson his extension.
Yeah, you do.
I do believe that.
If you connect the dots.
They're going to give it to him.
I don't think.
Maybe after the draft. No, now it's not coming next week or anything like that.
If you connect the dots, they're not trying to save money to sign a free agent, right?
No, I think all the big free agent spending is over with.
888-729-9494.
Now everybody's signing like 1 or 2 year deals.
Twitter poll question we put up yesterday: who would win in a wrestling match, Ben or me?
Yeah,
Ben was winning last I saw. It's still time to vote. That's what I'm saying. Get in now.
It's still time to vote.
At Mark's Reese WIP, vote Ben because I would forfeit. You would be in my corner and throw in the towel.
I would, man.
I would get in the singlet just to do it, and then you would throw in the towel, and I wouldn't wrestle him.
I think you would win.
Ben?
I think Ben would allow you to pin him.
Ben, is
Why
that
would
true?
I allow that?
No, see, here's the
is
problem.
Is there some kind of an implication here?
It sounded like it. Come on, man. Make me feel uncomfortable. I'm in to be wrestling him in the singlet. All that. By the way,
what?
Too much hair coming out of both of the singlets, man. Way too. I have to get the back blade out and use it on the front. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.